guy's been at it for a long time.
Yes.
How good is he still as a quarterback?
Well, you can see as you watch the film and you watch him play, he's really, really good. He understands how to get rid of the ball, really accurate. He has really good tools around him, and he's certainly going to be a challenge for us.
Carl, obviously, we saw him bump down to the backup spot on the depth chart. You know, what does he need to do? We know he kind of missed all that offseason.
Right.
What does he need to do to keep working?
Carl just needs to continue to compete, just like everybody else. We make sure that they understand that it's all about competition, all about our practice, all about improvement. We want everybody to be obsessed with improvement. Getting better every time they come on the field. And practice and improvement is very, very important. And we're talking about Carl, but that's every single person on this defense.
Now, having Mario in the mix, are you confident that the guys that you have, that the rotation that you have, can fill in well and do what you
right. Well, absolutely. The guys wouldn't have made the team if we weren't very confident in them. We have a really good group of guys who have really made a strong commitment to our growth as a team and their growth as individuals, and they are really committed to playing this game, at a very high level. So we're very, very confident in our rotation.
The team obviously has a ton of respect for Reggie Nelson, voted him one of the four captains this year in his first year here in Oakland. What has impressed you the most about Reggie?
Well, the fact that he shows up every day. Reggie really is obsessed with playing ball. He really cares about winning. He hadn't stayed around this long. He's played a long time and has a lot of ball under his belt. He hadn't stayed around this long without loving what he does. He has a real strong passion for the game, always trying to improve, and that's recognizable. When you see success like that, people are attracted to it. They really understand. It's a team that, as young as ours is, when you have a veteran who's played at a high level for a long time, come in and approach work the way he does, it's attractive, and it's you can really recognize it.
You guys used Corey James a little bit, the middle linebacker, late in the preseason. What does he bring? How are he and Ben different? Do they bring different traits that you like?
Well, they're both very good. Corey's done a great job of first making this team, first showing up every day and really showing us that he has a future of development for us. But at the same time, he's still competing to play, still competing to find a role on this team, just like everybody else.
It's rare to see an entire coaching staff return year over year, even if you wanted to. What are the tangible benefits by having this entire staff back?
Well, just the players being comfortable with what we're learning. A lot of carryover from year two into from year one. A lot of players understanding what is expected. They get a good feel for who we are and what we want and what we're looking for. And for players, it's always been, just let me know what my role is. Let me know what's asked of me. And then they'll take care of the rest of it. But if you keep changing it on them, it's hard for them to really, put their claws into something. So they have a great familiarity with what we're doing, who we are, our personalities. And as we go into the second year, they know what's expected.
Charles wants to pick you guys to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. Charles is, we have a lot of respect for Charles. He certainly has, implanted, put a print on what we're doing here. He's put a fingerprint and handprint on the young players here, and he's really set a high standard, and we can only hope to play at the standard he plays at.